Christ is risen.
Truly.
Brethren in Christ, while the ointment-bearing women made this phrase, Christ is risen, their mission to the disciples and to the world, many extreme gender feminists today make feminism their religion. And this artificially created religion provides the radical feminists the lens through which they view religious doctrines such as the gender of God and the fall of Eve. Radical feminism came into existence as a reaction to the alleged repression of all things feminine by man. And militant religious feminists basing their views on secular gender war regard Christianity as patriarchal and oppressive. Therefore, they strive to revise Christian language, especially the Trinity, by creating alternative names to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the infiltration of extreme feminism in many non-Orthodox churches has distorted the gospel of Jesus Christ and has devaluated the value of life itself, for they first put the word itself and God somewhere else. The falsehood of these radical claims could be easily refuted by our Orthodox perspective to the role of women in the church. We believe that the vocation of women is absolutely inseparable from Christ's mission. The Lord has established certain ministries among the faithful in order to join them together in one body where all the members have not the same function. And today we have the establishment of the deacon's role and the establishment of the women's role. So you have the seven deacons. Here in the church we have five, we still need two. And then we have the multitude of women. So among the disciples, there were many women from every nation, from all tribes and people and tongues. Women are called for a divine vocation and a divine attraction as a sign or as a living sign of the love of God manifested and practiced by Jesus Christ. We should focus on the saintly women of the Orthodox Christian tradition, especially today the ointment-bearing women, as role models for the young and future generations. Nor can we forget in this respect the many consecrated women who have sacrificed everything to follow Jesus Christ and to dedicate themselves to the prayer, to the service of the poor, to the sick, the illiterate, the young, the old, and the handicapped. The ointment-bearing women whose feast we celebrate today did not see their discipleship as a source of power, but as obedience to higher authority and to power of God. The women understood that their service to the Lord did rest on being obedient to the command of the angel. And these women, unlike radical feminist theologians, obeyed and believed in the risen Lord. a woman, Eve, first tasted death. But in Mary Magdalene, she is the first one to see the resurrection. That woman might not bear the perpetual guilt, but to see the resurrection. It was the woman who first announced to the disciples that the Lord has come forth from the confinement of the grave, so that where sin abounded, grace might more abound. Woman was first to taste the fall and first to behold the resurrection. Eve was first to taste death, and Mary Magdalene was first to taste the life. Our God is absolutely loving and absolutely just. He loves women and men, and He did not make them second-class followers. On the contrary, He made them the preacher of the preachers. And God cannot be anything but love to women, to the women disciples. And the scripture, from the very beginning to the end, the church itself is imaged as a woman. And everyone and every woman is called to be a sign of the church as virgin, as a bride, or as a mother. The most perfect image of the church is, of course, Mary, who is both virgin and always the mother of God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. And the Blessed Virgin Mary used these words in responding to the salutation of her cousin Elizabeth, thus acknowledging the great things that God had done in her. Women in our church are called to become actively involved in preaching the good news, as they did when they preached the good news to the disciples. Here, their contribution is in promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And today's gospel is drawing our attention to the vitality of the missionary role of women in the church. As authentic Orthodox women, you are called to be images of the church and images of Mary. And every one of you is called to be a sign of God's love made manifest in the world. There are acknowledgments of women's spiritual, ethical, and social contributions to the church in general and to the family life in particular. Our role is not to polarize the sexes, but to heal the schism between them. And if extreme feminism fights against offenses against women, making them men's like, Jesus Christ elevated them along with men to the divinity and made women God's like. Christ is risen.